Talk about the terminology you're going to use. It's never an ad. Never, ever, ever is it an ad. At minimum, it's a commercial. Now, you don't correct the client. Just be sure when they say ad, in your next sentence, you say commercial. Don't correct them. Just hope that after a while they realize they're using the wrong term. It's not a spot. I am not one of those fanatics who goes around saying, oh, never call it a spot. A spot is a little thing, a piece of grime that you try to use cleaner to get, you know, I'm not offended by the term spot. I use the term spot when I'm talking to you guys, when I'm talking to professionals. But to the client, it's not an ad, and it's not a spot. It's a commercial. And commercials are very different from print ads, which is why I want to train clients not to say ad. If you let them say ad, you let them get away with it, and you start saying ad because you're trying to establish rapport with a client by using their language, oh, okay, all the criteria that apply to their newspaper ad or their Yellow Pages ad, they will expect to apply to their radio ad. But when you subtly communicate the fact that this is not a print ad, this is a radio commercial, you're removing it at least one step. But then you want to move them away from commercials if you can and get them to focus instead on the sales message. So when I'm working with clients, that's the term I prefer. And when I say I prefer something, that doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's better than what you're using. I'm just telling you some of the stuff that I prefer. When they say commercial, I will say sales message. I will say a sales message again and again and again. So your sales message is going to start airing Monday. And we can expect the target audience to hear your sales message at least 9 times in the first week, whatever it is. And I don't care if they start saying sales message or not, but at least subconsciously, they're going to start getting the message that it's not an ad, it's not a spot, it's not even a commercial, it's a selling tool. And you already know that one of the biggest problems we face is our clients usually don't understand that a commercial is supposed to sell. It's supposed to get results. They think it's supposed to entertain. They think it's supposed to sound like all the other garbage commercials that they hear on the radio.